Now, Coach Craig Ness will join us in our post-game show as the Braves win 42-14 over the Negaunee Miners. Well, your guys, that score is not indicative. This was a tight game, and your guys made huge plays when they were in our territory defensively.
Absolutely, and probably the biggest play, and I want to jump right at it, is Aaron Hughes chasing that kid down on that interception. 6'5", 240 pounds, busted his tail and got him. And you should have felt the momentum on our sideline. It, you know, went from a down of an interception to a holy cow, you know, we get to fight another play.
And they ended up not scoring too.
Absolutely.
He's an interesting guy because you brought him up last year, middle of the season. And you know, you look at him this year and he reminds me a lot of Hunter Pucci as far as his stature goes.
Yeah, and he's been playing very stout. I wouldn't say he's as explosive as Hunter, but we put him on that strong side, and you know, watching film, I'm sure he's going to have a very good game.
When we walked off this field last November, it was not a very fun feeling to be a Gladstone Brave. We watched them celebrate on our field. They, of course, we rooted for them after that. They made a great run to Ford Field. But at that time, I know a lot of the guys told me, we're going to get our paybacks at some point. And this one was really circled, wasn't it, on their calendar?
It was. And, you know, the kids, yeah, they remember, you know, honestly. And you got to remember how senior-laden Negaunee was last year. You know, they're almost like us this year. You know, they lost a ton of guys, you know. And their tailback, though, he's the real deal. I mean, we played an awesome defense tonight. And I don't know how many yards he ended up with, but he was still a positive force for them.
Yeah, he just doesn't have much help this year. When they had Nico and Kai both, you know, in the backfield. But, you know, Jake will have that team back. We could face them again.
Oh, absolutely. I expect to see them again. They're only going to get better. You know, I hate to say that. You know, I said that about Marquette, but
well, Marquette won 49-0 tonight. So
see,
yeah, exactly.
See?
Yeah.
So they're only going to get better, and then again, you know, I would like to face them, but I hope it's deep in the playoffs. You know, and hopefully we both can get there and stay healthy and play a game in front of a great fan section tonight. I don't know if you noticed, but the fence was full, the stands were full, and it was just a great atmosphere tonight. Really a good thank you to the fans.
A couple guys I want to throw out at you is Eli Berthium. He just makes plays, doesn't he?
He does. He's, you know, and he's another one. I did some conditioning work this summer, and he was just all-out effort. And, I think we're seeing that. You know, I told him second half is where we make our statements, and it's 2 weeks in a row that – this team came all fired up for the second half.
And Elliot Vitito, too. Those are two guys, Elliot and Eli, who were hurt last year for a good chunk of our season, and they've come back with a vengeance, man.
Absolutely. Elliot, he's just a ball hawk. And, you know, it's finally nice. He gets to play, like, one position. You know, I've been using him in 3-4 spots for the last 2 years. So I'm sure he enjoys just one position.
And I can't stop without bringing up Nate Young. I mean, He did, you know, there were a lot of guys that did things maybe more than him. But as I look at him, he's down there on the field right now talking to little kids. Little kids in this town look up to him for good reason, for many reasons, right?
Yeah.
And he just, he's so calm and just, you know, he threw 3 picks tonight and he's still ready to go and he throws that touchdown pass there in the second half to Caden or to Casey. So, you know, he's just such a leader.
Yes, he is, and he leads by example. And if you came to our practice, you'd see him and Vinny and Gibby and Eli. They're the first ones out in the drills. They're the first ones to lead. They do everything you could ask. You know, if the younger kids are paying attention, which I hope they are, these are some great leaders to show them what they're doing.
You think Dale Hongestone's trying to tell us something here?
I think he's hungry. You know?
He turns off the lights. There's still fans on the field. We're up here, but it is about time to go. Craig, we're going to Kingsford next week. They whipped Houghton tonight 39-0, so they've not given up a point in 2 games against 2 weak teams, so who knows about that. But what are your initial thoughts of going over there next week?
You know, honestly, I haven't watched them a lot. I know they got the coach's son, the quarterback.
Yeah,
he's finally healthy. Yeah. He throws a good ball. So I'm sure they're going to have a couple guys that can fly on the outside because they always seem to have good speed. And, you know, and there's going to be a guy in the backfield, big power back. And, you know, we'll see on Monday, and we'll game plan for them and see what happens.
But in the meantime, let's enjoy this one. This one's it's good we have an extra extra day to enjoy it, hey?
Absolutely. You know, someone needs to tell Dale that, you know, the when we're away, they always leave the scoreboard up until we're, like, gone. So it'd be nice to see that score up there. Just so damn proud of the kids. What an effort.
Hey, do your shout-outs.
My wife and my kids always get my daughter especially gets mad if I don't. But, you know, this one goes out to the team. And to be a little selfish, I'm just so – words can't describe how well I feel for them right now.
All right. Well, let's enjoy the holiday weekend. Let's keep everybody safe and out of trouble, but also just enjoy this because there aren't that many nights like this, are there?
No, this is special. And, you know, and again, we're planning on seeing them again. So
yep, absolutely. Craig Ness, congratulations.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
The coach of the Gladstone Braves, Craig Ness, in our post-game show after the Braves defeat